Your Shelbyville second half kickoff tonight brought to you by Shelby Materials, your concrete and aggregate experts. We're about a minute 44 from that kickoff. Mount Vernon huddled up on the sideline with their coach, and Shelbyville going through some warm-ups here to get stretched back out after halftime. Turned out to be a great night of weather here in Fortville. We've had some rain come through Hancock County, but just an absolute perfect night for football. And fall break up here for Fortville. That's why their senior night, if you heard the pregame, Coach Kirshner mentioned they had their senior night activities last week, because with fall break hitting this week, they just weren't sure who all would be in town. Families might be on vacation, so they took care of senior night last week, and hey, I'm fine with that. That's less time we've got to fill during halftime, during in-between game, whatever. We get out of here a little bit quicker. We've been Shelbyville, almost every game we've been the last game to finish in the area, whether it been because of injuries, weather delay. You knew it was going to be a rough season when your opening home game was affected by lightning, hitting the lights, knocking them out, forcing that game to move to Greensburg. And a rough start at Greensburg for Shelbyville, unable to rebound since then. And last week against New Palestine, really the first game that got over in a reasonable amount of time. Reason was the clock started to run with no stoppages in the second quarter. We got out of there pretty good time last Friday night. Shelbyville will kick off here. Mount Vernon will receive the second half kickoff. Luciano with the ball at the 40. As time is ticking off here in halftime, third quarter about to get underway.
Three quick updates. New Pal 35-0 over Newcastle at the half. Warren Central up 24-10 on Carmel in the third quarter. And Pendleton Heights now up 21-6 over Yorktown.
Pendleton Heights has been an interesting team this year. We thought they might be able to, they did compete against New Palestine more than anybody else has, but then they really laid an egg at home against this Mount Vernon team. And a kickoff now that's down to the 10, and that's a free ball. Mount Vernon picks it up. Shelbyville right on top of him, but he gets away. Number 22 still running, and he'll get all the way around to the right side. Flag comes down. Hopefully it's a holding if you're a Bears fan, because he is going to take it all the way back to the house. That's Braxton Tritipo, and he's pretty much touched every spot of this field. Started off in his corner, ran it all the way around, cut all the way back across. But I think we're going to bring this one back, hopefully with a holding on Mount Vernon. We'll see. And I think that's going to be the call. We'll wait for the official here.
That play kind of sums up Shelbyville's season.
Absolutely. Illegal block, I believe, is the call there. Either way, nullifies one heck of a return by Braxton Tritipo. I'm not sure he needed that illegal block. He was making Shelbyville guys miss all over the field. And
you had six white jerseys that surrounded Tritipo at about the two.
And on a loose ball.
On a loose ball, and nobody could bring him down.
You're right. That play right there sums it up for Shelbyville this year. Third quarter just underway. First and 10. Ball will be placed at the, looks like the 11-yard line, deep in Mount Vernon territory. 41-0 to start the second half, though. They've got a cushion to work with.
Let's not forget, there's a chance these two teams could see each other in 2 weeks.
Well, mentioning that, that's what happened last year. Shelbyville wins the regular season battle last year, 35-28, and then comes up here in the sectional and loses 30-14. So, yep, very easily could be right back here in a couple weeks. Run off the right side, Mount Vernon. Broke a tackle, on his feet still.
He's gone. Cole,
and he is gone.
He's gone.
Number 25, Rylan Cole, with an 89-yard touchdown run to start the third quarter, and that's two plays deep in their own territory, one on a pass play, and now this time Rylan Cole with a run, almost tripped up about the 40, able to stay on his feet, and once he did that, he was gone. 89-yard run for him, brings on Swingle for another point after attempts. to try to put Mount Vernon up 48-0. Hold down, kick up. It's good.
And that's what we talked about coming out of the half, was you don't want to see signs of quit from your team. On the kickoff, five or six white jerseys surrounded Tritipo on that play. There were three guys that had a chance to if not make a tackle, at least grab a jersey and try to hold them up. And back-to-back back-breaking plays.
First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard, 40 seconds into the second half. Seven more on the board for Mount Vernon, and they now lead 48-0. Shelby County football tonight, Shelbyville football, excuse me, brought to you by Sandman Brothers. Why go anywhere else? And by D&D Cabinets, crafted to last a lifetime. Kickoff coming up here. Our kickoffs this year are brought to you by Shelby Materials. Shelby Materials, your concrete and aggregate experts. And Mount Vernon has been setting up their kickoffs from the far hash marks, this time on the far side of the field, kicking right to left. The left-handed, or the left footer, pooches it again down to the 30, caught cleanly by Black. Again, runs backwards, breaks the tackle, but he's going to be brought down. Well, he does a nice job of getting it back out to the 29-yard line, but you'd like to see Matt Black get north and south.
He ran 100 yards and picked up maybe two.
Yeah. Matt Black on the return, able to get a few yards out of that. Shelbyville, first and 10 from the 29-yard line.
Congratulations to the Shelbyville girls soccer team. Beat Rushville 8-1 in girls soccer action tonight. Head to the sectional championship tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Impressive. Shelbyville with their first possession of the third quarter. Merritt in the Wildcat. Hands off. This time Stevens across the right side, maybe a yard. I don't know, maybe just back to the line of scrimmage. We'll see where they place the ball. Yeah, just back to the line as they tried to bring Stevens from left to right. Mount Vernon having none of that.
It's awfully tough to run against a front seven like Mount Vernon, especially one that had 9.5 sacks, yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Well, and this defense, very fresh. The offense has been on the field a lot tonight. Mount Vernon's defense, very fresh to start this second half. Merritt now with a fake handoff to Miltz up the middle for about 5 yards after being brought down by number five, Darrell Jackson, from his linebacker position. Third down now and 5 on the 34 for the Bears. Two receivers to the top, two down here to the bottom. Merritt, lone backfield in the Wildcat. Runner in motion is Miltz. This time it doesn't hit him. Merritt with the run up the middle. Positive yardage. First down run by Merritt out to the 43-yard line. Bears first down. They timed that play a little bit better. Miltz was able to sneak by before that ball was snapped. And it's all about timing on some of these plays. And a split second can throw off the whole play. We've seen it many times tonight. Three receivers now to the bottom, one to the top. Merritt in the shotgun. He'll take it, run right up the middle off right guard, and quickly tackled for no gain. Try to see who was on that tackle. Looks like number 8. Cam Cole, 6 foot junior. Second down, 10. Ball still on the 43-yard line. Clock running, 9:12 to go, third quarter. Merritt alone in the backfield, three receivers to the top. Merritt straight up the middle, breaks a tackle, ball's loose. And I think Shelbyville might have fallen on it and picked up some positive yardage. 71. Is that who you got? DeAndre Gossett.
That's who I got.
Yeah, DeAndre Gossett. Heads up play there, following the play and able to fall on the ball as they cross midfield now and set up a 3rd-and-2. Merritt losing the ball, but Gossett with a heads up play to cover it up. Two receivers to each side. Merritt, another run up the middle. A little bit of room. First down yardage out to the 45. Shelbyville, another nice little drive being put together here.
For being one-dimensional 90% of tonight, they've shown that they can do some things.
Two receivers again, each side. Merritt in the Wildcat. This time he drops back, looks to throw. He's going to have to run. Fumble again.
This time, Mount Vernon got that one.
Yep, this time Mount Vernon is on the recovery. Two guys just jumped Merritt, stripped him of the ball. It fell forward, and Mount Vernon jumps on it. Turnover Bears, and the Marauders will have it in Bears territory at the 49.
Your computer, tablet, or mobile phone, from getting expert at medical advice to getting your prescription filled, you'll enjoy all of that benefit.
I couldn't make out who that was that recovered that fumble from Mount Vernon.
I'd like to see those numbers be outlined in white.
Just a lot easier to read.
I mean, yeah, they didn't call us and ask us what we thought, but if they would have, we would have said white. Nobody, I didn't get that phone call. Mount Vernon starts now, handoff. Looks like a new back carrying this ball. Whoever it is pushing forward. Looks like they'll give him nine. Try to get a number on that running back. That might be LaBelle, a freshman.
9 yard carry, second.
Keegan LaBelle. Second and one, ball on the 40. Shotgun formation for Harley. Another handoff to LaBelle. Breaks through the middle. First down yardage is all he needed, and he got it. About a 2 yard pickup. First down, Mount Vernon. Clock has stopped here for some reason. Now they're winding it. 7:19 to go, third quarter. Mount Vernon up 48-0 if you're just joining us. And driving again. Snap, handoff again up the middle. LaBelle breaks a couple tackles before he's brought down by a slew of Shelbyville defenders, but positive yardage on first down.
Tell you, they don't miss a beat with him.
No.
Cole comes out and LaBelle comes in, and they're moving the ball effectively on the ground.
And I still would just like to confirm that is, yep, okay, there's the first look at that number I could get. Clean look, 32 it is. Freshman Keegan LaBelle, 5'5", 140. Harley still in at quarterback, shotgun formation. Bell lined up to his right side. One receiver each side. Another handoff LaBelle, almost lost the ball. Got to the left corner, up the middle. Finally brought down by number 20, Matt Black, saving a touchdown. Good run, though, by the freshman. Broke through the hole and then really exploded into another speed, picking up big yardage for Mount Vernon, setting up first and goal on the 10.
Matt Black having a good night defensively, had the sack, had a couple saving tackles.
Matt Black's had a really good year. He's had to play all over the field, good athlete for Shelbyville. And he's had a good year. They're calling it first and goal from the 10. Another handoff. Nope, this time keeper by Harley, and he's going to bowl his way into the end zone. Milt's not able to bring him down. Touchdown, Tyson Harley, his first rushing touchdown of the day. And Mount Vernon extends their lead now with 5:59 to go, third quarter. It's 54-0. As Swingle comes in for another extra point. Good snap, hold down, left-handed or left-footed kicker up and good. And boy, he gets some distance on those extra points.
He's got strong legs.
Yes, he does. We saw a good kicker last week in Crop from New Palestine, and I'd put Swingle right in that same category. First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard, Mount Vernon 55, Shelbyville nothing. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM Sports.
Are you experiencing foot or ankle pain? Hi, I'm Dr. Brian Elliott. As a board-certified surgeon at MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, I specialize in treating common and complex conditions of the foot and ankle, such as sports injuries, trauma, and multiple types of deformities. My goal is to get to know you as my patient so we can work together to obtain the best possible outcome. If you are experiencing foot or ankle pain, call my office today at 317-421-BONE to schedule an appointment.
MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, moving healthcare forward in a major way.
Get the inside story weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Back here at Mount Vernon, 55-0 Mount Vernon, cruising to a victory tonight, but we're still just under 6 minutes to go, third quarter. We'll see if a running clock comes into play tonight. You would think any minute now we'll see this clock, and it is right now. It's running as this kickoff. Shelbyville will start at the 37, and the clock is running at 5:42. Bears got on the board last week late against New Pal. We'll see if they can do it here against Mount Vernon. Snap taken, handoff. This might be Pickett. He got some time late last night. He'll pick up two.
Yeah, it was
Skyler Pickett. Yep, we'll get to see him tonight. Coach Clevenger very high on the freshman. He's been playing good defense. He's been seeing some time at linebacker, seeing some time at running back, and he'll get some carries here late, I'm sure. Merritt's still on the field. Stevens looks like he's back at quarterback. Call comes in from the sideline. Stevens in the shotgun. Pickett to his left. Two receivers to the top. Merritt, one of them. Some shuffling on the offensive line. Snap comes to Stevens. Straight up the middle. Riley has a hole, but is quickly met and burrowed back by about three Mount Vernon defenders. But they're going to give him forward progress, and I'm surprised on that. But they do. They give him forward progress out to the 43-yard line. And that should be about third and four now.
Quick score out of Fairland at the end of the third. Beach Grove 18, Triton Central 13. Beach Grove in the same sectional as the two teams we're seeing tonight.
Shelbyville now with a handoff. First down yardage. Can't see who the runner is. We'll get that here. Looks like Stevens, number 86 on the carry. First down, though, Shelbyville. Riley Stevens around the right side, able to pick up positive yardage, and the chains move as the clock continues to run at 3:50 in the third. Stevens hands off to Pickett, straight up the middle. Nothing doing there. Maybe two after being drove back by two Mount Vernon defenders. Pickett picks up two on first down.
You mentioned seeing him a little bit last week against New Pal, and the thing that stood out to me in that game was freshman came in against one of the best offenses in the state and comes away with five or six tackles, right. And Clevenger talked about a little bit, that's a kid that you can build some things around.
Absolutely. Stevens with the throw, had his receiver Willman, flag comes down, looks like we'll get a pass interference on Jalen Porter, the senior defensive back who had Willman by the jersey. I don't think it was catchable really, but Shelbyville catches the break, pass interference on Mount Vernon. That should give Shelbyville a first down. The mark off will put the ball down at the 34-yard line. Bears now in Mount Vernon territory with an opportunity here with 2:34 to go to get something on the board. Stevens with Pickett off his left side. Fake handoff. Stevens around the left. Got some room. Brought down, though, after a carry. Pickup of about seven on the play. Nice gain off the left side, Stevens.
It was a very nice run.
Clock runs just now at 2 minutes. Second down. Looks like about three.
Quick score out of conference play. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Pendleton Heights up on Yorktown, 21-6.
And I think we had a penalty there. It nullified a run by Stevens, and they marked it back. So they haven't updated the scoreboard here, but the ball is at the 33-yard line. Looks like about third and 7. Long throw now down the sideline. He's got a receiver. Nice catch.
Nice catch.
Stevens connects with Willman.
Touchdown, Shelbyville.
33 yards on the pass play. Stevens to Willman, and the Bears are on the board with their first touchdown of the night.
Welcome back, Willman.
Yeah, Willman had to keep his eye on the ball there. Defender was close. Willman kept his eye all the way in, made that catch, and Luciano out to try to put the extra point on the board, and Stevens will hold. Clock still running at 1:19, so we definitely are in a running clock situation. Snap is high. Stevens gets it down. Luciano somehow gets that kickoff. Mount Vernon was all over that. I thought they had that thing blocked, but Luciano gets it off. And again, a nice late score for Shelbyville. 55-7 on the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard. We're under a minute on a running clock here in Fortville.
Sitting here watching Coach Kirshner, and you can see why he won a state championship last year. He's very convincingly
unhappy
and very unhappy, and meets his defense at the 20 and is in some players' faces there.
Yeah. Shelbyville Golden Bears football tonight being brought to you by Cagney's Pizza King, something for everyone at reasonable prices, and by Mayor Tom DeBond, leading good government through fiscal responsibility. Stay tuned after the game. H&R Block postgame report. We'll have a Penny Acres game summary, and we'll name an Edward Jones player of the game coming up after the fourth quarter is over. And speaking of quarter being over with a running clock, we have now come to the end of the third quarter. And on the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard, Shelbyville finds themselves in a big hole, but some momentum built here with a late score. Mount Vernon 55, Shelbyville 7. You're listening to High School Football, Giant FM Sports.